Chapter 5. Practical Subjects for the Curriculum. Quote, "The students are in our schools for a special training to become acquainted with all lines of work, that should they go out as missionaries, they could be self-reliant and able, through their educated ability, to furnish themselves with necessary conveniences and facilities." Close quote. Testimonies for the Church, Volume 6, page 208. Quote, "Studies should generally be few and well-chosen, and those who attend our colleges are to have a different training than that of the common schools of the day." Close quote. Christian Education, page 47. In addition to those subjects usually considered essential, we have the following which our school should teach, so that the student leaving the institution is equipped not only to teach them to others, but to use them for his own support. Carpentry and building. Quote, "Under the guidance of experienced carpenters, students themselves should erect buildings on the school grounds, learning how to build economically." Close quote. Testimonies for the Church, Volume 6, page 176. Agriculture, fruit raising, gardening. Quote, "Study in agricultural lines should be the ABC of the education given in our schools. Small fruits should be planted and vegetables and flowers cultivated. Students are to plant ornamental and fruit trees." Close quote. Ibid, page 179 and 181. Various trades. Quote, "Preparation should be made for teaching blacksmithing, painting, shoemaking, cooking, baking, laundering, mending, typewriting, and printing." Close quote. Ibid, page 182. Stock and poultry raising. Quote, "Students have been taught to care wisely for cattle and poultry." Close quote. An appeal for the Madison School, page 1. Nursing. Quote, "Training for medical missionary work is one of the grandest objects for which any school can be established." Close quote. Idem. Household duties. Quote, "Boys as well as girls should gain a knowledge of household duties. To make a bed and put a room in order, to wash dishes, to prepare a meal, to wash and repair his own clothing, as a training that need not make any boy less manly. Let girls in turn learn to harness and drive a horse, and to use the saw and hammer as well as the rake and the hoe." Close quote. Education, page 216. Cooking and sewing. Quote, "There should have been experienced teachers to give lessons to young ladies in the cooking department. Young girls should have been instructed to manufacture wearing apparel, to cut, make, and mend garments." Close quote. Christian Education, page 19. Self-supporting. Quote, "Students have been learning to become self-supporting, and a training more important than this they could not receive. The lesson of self-help learned by the student would go far toward preserving institutions of learning from the burden of debt." Close quote. Education, page 221. Handwork. There is a science in handwork which Christian educators must recognize. It is a brain developer as well as a way to physical support. Scientists have found that symmetrical mental development is impossible apart from this physical training, for by the use of the hand, an important area of the brain is developed. Again, a time of trouble is ahead of us when those who are in, quote, the line of true education, close quote, will not have access to machinery which is so common today, and much now done in factory and shop will of necessity be done by hand. But success in this, as in every reform, will be in proportion to one's love of the cause. The educator who spoke of manual training as, quote, hoe-handle education, close quote, came from a school whose board had provided facilities for teaching agriculture and various trades, but these had all been neglected. That teacher's attitude made the students feel that these important subjects were only secondary. A changed program necessary. Many of the subjects in the curriculum, the Lord has said, are not essential and should be weeded out. These practical studies, he says, are essential, but they cannot find their proper place by the side of the intellectual subjects until the program, followed for years and adapted to the old order, is radically changed to meet the new demands. Again, it is necessary to make a number of radical reforms before a program can be arranged which gives students an opportunity to earn their school expenses while studying. Quote, we need schools that will be self-supporting, and this can be if teachers and students will be helpful, industrious, and economical, close quote. Words of Encouragement to Self-Supporting Workers, page 28, January 24, 1907. We must have schools of this character to train the missionaries that God calls for in the loud cry. Schools of a New Order. Quote, the plan of the schools we shall establish in these closing years of the work are to be of an entirely different order from those we have instituted. There is among us too much clinging to old customs, and because of this we are far behind where we should be in the development of the third angel's message. Because men could not comprehend the purpose of God in the plans laid before as for the education of workers, methods have been followed in some of our schools which have retarded rather than advanced the work of God. Close quote. The Madison School, page 29. In the school with the new order of things, we shall find that in addition to other essential studies, quote, the students have been taught to raise their own crops, to build their own houses, and to care wisely for cattle and poultry. They have been learning to become self-supporting, and a training more important than this they could not receive. Thus they have obtained a valuable education for usefulness in missionary fields. To this is added the knowledge of how to treat the sick and to care for the injured. This training for medical missionary work is one of the grandest objects for which any school can be established. The educational work at the school and the sanitarium can go forward hand in hand. The instruction given at the school will benefit the patients, and the instruction given to the sanitarium patients will be a blessing to the school. The class of education given is such as will be accounted a treasure of great value by those who take up missionary work in foreign fields. If many more in other schools were receiving a similar training, we as a people would be a spectacle to the world, to angels and to men. The message would be quickly carried to every country, and souls now in darkness would be brought to the light. The time is soon coming when God's people, because of persecution, will be scattered in many countries. Those who have received an all-around education will have great advantage wherever they are. The Lord reveals divine wisdom in thus leading His people to train all their faculties and capabilities for the work of disseminating truth. You have no time to lose. Satan will soon rise up to create hindrances. Let the work go forward while it may, then the light of truth will be carried in a simple and effective way, and a great work will be accomplished for the Master in a short time. We are to learn to be content with simple food and clothing, that we may save much means to invest in the work of the gospel. Close quote. An Appeal for the Madison School, pages 1 to 3. There is hope. It is your duty as students to seek to discover what God's plan is for our schools. And may this little history enable you to better understand the kind of education that existed in our older schools so that you may avoid it. Let me impress you again with the thought that you must seek God for help to keep you from having worldly yokes of education placed on your necks, even by your teachers. Remember that God has said these pointed words to us teachers and students. Quote, we are in a positive danger of bringing into our educational work the customs and fashions that prevail in the schools of the world. Close quote. The Madison School, page 28. We have spent years wandering in the wilderness of worldly education. If we lack faith and courage to enter into this reform, God will raise up men who will do it. Already we know of worldly educators who look with favor upon the plan of education that has been delivered to us. For instance, the present United States Commissioner of Education, Dr. P. P. Claxton, like Horace Mann of old, is in sympathy with it. And after visiting a number of schools that are striving to work out these reforms, he expressed to a company of teachers his appreciation of the system of education in the following words. Quote, I wish very much it were possible for me to be present at the meeting of teachers and nurses of the Hill Schools which you are holding this week. I am greatly interested in the work which these schools are doing. The work which you are doing at Madison is remarkable and worthy of high praise. If you succeed permanently in maintaining the school on its present basis, it cannot fail to accomplish great good. The work which you are doing is highly practicable and seems to me to be based on important fundamental principles of education. The same is true of the small schools which I visited, and I shall watch their progress with the greatest interest. I believe that you will succeed in accomplishing what you have in mind. All education must grow out of the life of the people educated. You and the teachers you are sending out are wisely recognizing this principle. In order to educate children, parents must be educated also. All real education must be education of the whole community, and it must take hold of the life which the people live, making them more intelligent about this life. It is difficult and practically impossible to attain better conditions until existing conditions are understood. Close quote. Have we the Caleb and Joshua spirit? And will we say we are well able by God's help to build up a school in the line of true education? We must remember the promise that our schools are prisoners of hope, and God will correct and enlighten them and bring them back to their upright position of distinction from the world. If we are willing and obedient, God will give us the victory we need. Quote, let not managers, teachers, or helpers swing back in their old customary way of letting their influence negate the very plans the Lord has presented as the best plan for the physical, mental, and moral education of our youth. The Lord calls for steps in advance. Close quote. Review and Herald, December 27, 1901. Quote, teachers, trust in God and go forward. My grace is sufficient for you, is the assurance of the great teacher. Catch the inspiration of the words and never, never talk doubt and unbelief. Be energetic. There is no half-and-half service in pure and undefiled religion. Close quote. Fundamentals of Christian Education, page 436. Quote, before we can carry the message of present truth in all its fullness to other countries, we must first break every yoke. We must come into the line of true education, walking in the wisdom of God and not in the wisdom of the world. God calls for messengers who will be true reformers. We must educate, educate to prepare a people who will understand the message and then give the message to the world. Close quote. The Madison School, page 30. Quote, now as never before, we need to understand the true science of education. If we fail to understand this, we shall never have a place in the kingdom of God. Close quote.